Good evening, everybody. We are approaching Parshas Vayikra and Purim. So Bezras Hashem, this evening we'll speak just a little bit about Korbanos and the relationship Korbanos have with Hilchos Purim, and we'll see, we'll mostly focus on the concept of the role of the Tzibur in Hilchos Purim and a little bit in Korbanos as well. All right, what do we have in this week's Parsha? So we're saving Vayikra. Parshas Vayikra, Perek Gimel Pasuk Aleph. Vim zevach shlamim korbano. So if one were to bring a korban shlamim, so we know imin a bakar who makriv im zachar im nekeva tamim yakrivenu lifnei Hashem. And the Rambam writes that one of the 630 mitzvos is hishat zivanu shiyeh maase zevach shlamim. So essentially, there's a concept called a korban shlamim on the books. And mezos Hashem, over the course of Shabbos, etc., as we study the parsha, we'll remind ourselves the differences between the various korbanos. But again, just to start loosely with the Parsha, is that we have a concept known as a Korban Shlamim. And in the Korban Shlamim, we have a Chiluk. There are four different types of a Korban Shlamim. And the Sefer HaChinuch just summarizes it very nicely. Kufam Aleph, Shalmei Tzibur, Nikorim Kodshei Kadashim. Aha. Ve'ein L'Tzibur Shlamim Ki'im Korban Echad. So when does the Tzibur bring a Korban Shlamim? Those are the Shnei Chavasim Abayim Im Shtei HaLechem. So only one time does the entire Tzibur bring a communal Korban Shlamim, and that is on holiday of Shavuos. Anyone want to take a guess? Anyone have a good recollection on the three different examples of when an individual brings a Korban Shlamim? It's a good trivia question. Oh, very good. So you say Korban Toda, very good. Excellent. Shalmei Toda, excellent. That is one. Oh, very close. A Nazir. We'll give it very similar. And also the Shalmei Chagiga, right? Meaning Shalmei Simcha, right? On a holiday, right? So the Yachid part of his Korbanos also is a Shlam. All right. So again, I wouldn't have got that trivia question earlier than my own preparing of this year. Not that I haven't heard of those korbanos before, but it's hard to answer that question on the spot. You know, I would imagine we've all heard of those korbanos, but it's hard to think about it. But what am I pointing out over here? That the korban hayachid we have in halachic categories is different than the korban shlamim of the tzibur. The shalmei hayachid nikurim kodshim kalim. So when it comes to the shalmei tzibur, it's a higher level of kedusha. I know. And that has the status of Kodesh Kodashim. So it needs to not only be shechted in the Azara, but eaten in the Azara, etc., right? All the various rules of Kodesh Kodashim. In contrast, the Korban Shlamim of an individual, so although it needs to be shechted in the Azara, it can be eaten in the, it can be eaten entire Yerushalayim, etc. I mean, all of the leniencies that might apply to Kodesh Kalim, so that would apply to a Shlamim of a Yachid. So I'm using this loosely, using the parsha as a springboard to point out that the kedusha of the tzibur is quote unquote kodshei kadashim, and the kedusha of the yachid is on a lower level. It's only on the status of quote unquote kodshim kalim, right? Because obviously you cannot compare the value, the koach, the strength of an individual to that of a tzibur, and maybe that is reflected at least b'derech drush in the halacha over here on the various degrees of holiness in the different korban shlamim. Yeah.
Right.
I know. So it's nicely illustrated in B'derech Drush here. Obviously, you can slug it up. B'derech Drush just as a springboard of the Parsha. We'll say cute Gemara that, you'll see why I say it's cute in a second. But, the main topic of this evening is going to try to answer the following question. I would imagine in many, many shuls, if not every shul, there is more than one Megillah reading. When I was growing up, we had what was called the no frills minion. What's the no frills minion? Is that a common term, by the way, no frills? Does every shul use that terminology, or is that only my shul growing up?
I've heard.
Right. Now, I think even like on the Young Israel of Jamaica State's like bulletin, it was like the no frills minion.
We call it, it's been called that here also.
Right, like the, if you, use your grogger for more than 3 seconds at a time, you will be sternly looked at.
Not for kids.
Right.
It's for people who haven't heard the Megillah yet, and it's the Sukkah is coming up.
Right.
We're doing one at 3:30 on Purim. No frills minion.
3:30.
Right before the Suda.
Really? That's interesting.
I used to do it here.
So, growing up in the young years of Jamaica States, it was more like, if you don't want to have kids, kind of like slow you down with their like shooting of their electric guns and all the different types of groggers or whatever. It was like, we'll say just the more efficient Megillah reading. You know, so is that kosher? What would you say? So that's going to be the major question that we're going to have to try to at least analyze this evening.
Is it kosher to have the knot one, the frills one?
Okay, very good, very sharp. Okay, so the Balkore knows, I'm going to get two Balkore here. So let's learn a Gemara and a Halacha. Says the Gemara like this. The Gemara Megisachmas Megillah. So it says the words in the Megillah, Medina u Medina, or ear. But ear, we're learning that for different things. So Medina u Medina, we're learning that for whatever the context of that Gemara was, for their own particular drushes. But the Gemara says in the Megillah's language of Mishpacha u Mishpacha, Lamai Asa, what is that language in the Megillah coming to teach us? Amar Rav Yossi Bar Chanina, Lavi Mishpachos, Wow, what an amazing Gemara. Literally, the Kohanim, the Levim, they would stop their Avoda in order to go hear the Megillah. An amazing scene. Imagine the Beis HaMikdash closing up. We'll be back in an hour, closed for Megillah reading. Kohanim and Levim and Yisraelim, anyone who officiates in the Beis HaMikdash, we're taking a break. We will resume shortly, but the Mesa Migdash is on rest for Megillah. Unbelievable. Tanya Nami Hachi Kohanim Avodasan, Levim Tuchanan, Yishabah Mamadan, Kulim Mevatlan Avodasan, Ubanish Momiku Megillah, Mikan Samchu Shal Beis Rebbe, Shemavatlan Tamat Torah, Ubanish Momiku Megillah. So if the Mesa Migdash can be shut down, if the Avoda could be put on pause for the sake of Miku Megillah, then all the more so Tamat Torah can be put on pause for the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah, and then the Gemara is going to jump on that, and we say, what kind of Kal Vachomer is that? What is more Chomer, Avodah, or Talmud Torah? And then, Ayin Shem for the duration of that discussion. But what we see from that Gemara is that the Kohanim and Levim would stop their Avodah in order to go to Shul, in order to go hear the Megillah. So ask Tosfos, very, very practical Kasha over there, Mesechem Zegillah, Gimel Amin Aleph, because Amay Mevatlin, hello, v'halo achar hakriya, yesh har b'yishuus la'avodah, meaning, they did what? They stopped the Avoda? I mean, as Tosfos, you could do both. Meaning, what can you simply do? What can you do? You go to Megillah first, and there's no reason to cancel any Korbanos. There's still plenty of time in the day to bring whatever Korbanos you still need to do. How long does Megillah and me, take? Yeah, I imagine the Kohanim knew how to lay pretty quickly, etc. So V'yesh Lomar says Tosfos in the first answer, which we're not going to dwell upon, is the Kevin de Mishayir Hayom Havis Man Avoda. So once there was dawn or sunrise, it was really morning time, and it was already the time that they could have performed the Avoda. Then Manichin Osa Bishvil HaKriya, and they put it on pause for the sake of Mikra Megillah, Mishum Hachi Karele Bittel. So in Achanami, they were not going to be Mevatel any Korbanos. Certainly, after the Megillah reading was over, they were going to resume the Avoda. But the very fact that they delayed the Avoda, that is called bittel, even though it's somewhat of a misleading word. So the fact that they delayed it was what really happened, and that's called bittel, yeah.
But also, what if it's 2 minutes to Shkia?
Oh, so that's an Afghamina, right?
20 minutes. You move bittel. In that case, you're on about
that. Right, so Tosfos might argue that that's not what they would do. Meaning we haven't seen
that
yet.
That they would not.
Right, from this answer, it's mashma, right, that, right. Or at least we don't know, at a minimum. V'im Tomar, so it's the next question of those is V'yasu Avodasan Miyad. So wait a minute, Efshar L'chaim Shtem. So wake up early in the morning, do the Avod at the first possible moment, V'achakach Yikru HaMegillah Levadim. So all right, maybe when you do the Avod, you'll miss the Vasikin Minyan in Shul. So it's true, you can't be in two places at one time. But hello, you're the Kohanim and Levim. Just make your own Mikra Megillah reading. Seems like a nice thing to do, right? And the unbelievable answer of Tosfos is V'yesh Lomar de Tov Likros Im Hatzibur Mishum Dehave Tfei Persume Nisa. No matter how holy and exclusive that party of Kohanim Levi may have been, they themselves do not match up to the Koach of the Tzibur in Shul with the regular Joes in Shul and their Purim costumes. The Kohanim and Leviim, their breakaway minion, pales in comparison to the young Israel of the old city of Yerushalayim with the Hamon Am, and therefore answers Tosfos, the Kohanim and Leviim's breakaway minion after the Avodah is not good enough. Better that they go to Shul, because of Pirsume Nisa. Wow. So what has Tosfos just taught us? That there is a higher degree of Pirsume Nisa with a larger number of congregants, seemingly, right? Meaning, well, would they have not have had Pirsume Nisa if they were alone? Maybe Tosfos is assuming that they had no minion? No. What's Tosfos assuming?
It's not a matter of minion.
Yeah, what's he saying?
Sure they have a minion.
Right. So Pashup Shad is that there were 10 men on the base of Migdash premises. Oh, Barov Am, right? So the term dancing around the Tosfos is Barov Am Hadras Melech, right? The more participants in the minyan, the more Kavod Shemaim there is. Okay, so this Tosfos is going to, again, springboard us into the major topic of this evening of how far do we go with Barov Am? And just to paint the question in a certain context, so let's say, you know, we switch the clocks this year before Purim. And imagine if my wife is home when I'm at the night reading Megillah. And as the night goes on, so if Seisa Kochavim around now is 6:30, that means after we switch the clocks, it'll be around 7:30, maybe even 7:45. By the time I'm home, it's already after 9 p.m. or so. And imagine if the women's Megillah reading is at 9:30 p.m. Needless to say, my wife does not want, or physically, you know, we're talking about Baruch Hashem, yeah, postpartum women, nursing, who knows what. You know, women should be able to go to bed, dare I say, when they want to. So hypothetically, let's say I could get home an hour earlier if I went to the Arimayevsky special, or whatever you want to call it, we used to have in Shomer, right? The downstairs minion. What was the downstairs minion? The no-frills minion, meaning the Shalom Bias minion. You get home, whatever you want to call it. It was significantly faster and significantly less people. So what do you think? Frum, not so frum, kosher? Did you have it?
What's the same? You're asking about Megillah.
Very good. So Adam points out that this shouldn't be unique to the mitzvah of Megillah. Barov Am is applied equally to Minyan, meaning whenever we stop in Mincha, there's an Inyan Barov Am, right?
Is it?
Yeah. Barov Am is not unique to Megillah. It comes up more famously by Megillah. But, no, you know, I remember when we davened in Shir, in Rav Twersky Shir, so we used to daven mincha in the shir. So one time Rav Twersky said, maybe we'll go down the block to daven mincha today with the rest of the yeshiva in the main base measure. I mean, we would learn in the old main, in the Glock base measure, the original Wahi base measures, and we would have shir in the annex, and then we daven mincha. And one time Rav Twersky said, we'll go down the block for Barov Am. Now again, I think normally that would be Mavatar of Tushki's Torah because if he went to the main base, what would happen? Everyone would want to hock him up and he would never get back maybe to his Chavrusa in the old base. But again, there was one time where he did say, maybe today is better. I don't know what his Cheshbon was exactly. That being said, you know, it's on the books, Barov Am, by other mitzvahs as well. I know practically mincha is often just around, you know, you got to get
says, you
chab
mincha. Well, Shabbos is more important. If you should daven in minyan, Barov Am, just know.
Yeah.
Better. Without Barov Am, you're supposed to do that.
Very good. So we're going to focus slightly differently, but very good. So we'll see that Barov Am is one of the many halachic factors, and there are other halachic factors. So let's learn about Barov Am. We're going to learn the mitzvah as it is in the Gemara. We'll learn two ways to learn it in the Rishonim. We'll learn how it's brought down in the halacha, and then maybe end with some divrei hashkafa. Here it is. Says the Gemara Maseches Megillah Daf Hey Amid Aleph. Amar Rav Megillah. Well, if Bismana according to so Afilu B'Yachid, if you're reading it on time, the 14th or 15th of Adar, based on where you live, you can even read it as an individual. You do not require 10 men to read the Megillah. Shalom Bismana Ba'Asarim. Rav Asi Amar No. Bein Bismana Bein Shalom Bismana Ba'Asarim. So what does Rav Asi mean when he disagrees with the Rav and says that you require 10 men? What does that mean? Rashi says it only means it's a mitzvah to search for 10 men because of Pirsume Nisa. At the end of that first line of Rashi, Aval I lo ashkacha sara, lo amarav asi lo likri, meaning the minyan is not ma'akev. Doesn't mean you need 10 men. It's not a davar shebikdusha. It's not like kriyas haTorah. It's just a nice thing. She'ein iser kriyasa biyachid ele mitzvah likrosa ba'asara. So she does Rashi along with many Rishonim, notably the Rashba, the Ritva, etc. The mainstream opinion seemingly here is that when Rav Asi said that you what? Shalom bismana and bismana bi'asara, he didn't mean that you need a minion. He meant it's preferable to have a minyan. However, Rabbeinu Chananel disagrees, the Ramban of the Mahamas disagrees, the Ran quotes an opinion that disagrees, and the Beis Yosef here brings it down very clearly that he says there are just three ways he actually says to read this Gemara. Here we go. V'hai plukta, this is the Beis Yosef Tafresh, Sadi, towards the end of the Siman. V'hai plukta de Rav Rav Asi, ikal leferuja lechatchilahi. It's only lechatchilah. Aval b'dieved, mode Rav Asi de yotza. So way number one is that Rav Asi would be mode that if you have no minion, of course. Not pashtis. You want to say?
It's machlokas. It's machlokas. Do you read it this way or do you not read it this way?
Korin osa afilu biyachid. And Rav Asi would say ba'asara. So when he says ba'asara, he's piggybacking off what Rav said. Shelo bizmana ba'asara. So therefore, Rav Asi would say that even when it's bizmana, asara. What does he mean by that? Asara. Bizmana asara.
Yeah, it's the pashtis.
But he didn't say tsara. He doesn't say. Okay. You know, it's not black on white. It's not black on white.
Like Rashi,
so the first way exactly is Rashi. Very good. The first way to read it is Rashi. However, number two. After the Ferushe de Bidiyeved Pligi. They're arguing even Bidiyeved. Avalachatchila Moda Rav de Basara. I mean, the whole machlokas is Bidiyeved. So Rav would say, listen, Bidiyeved, you can rely on only one individual. Lechatchila, you need 10. And Rav Asi would say, even Bidiyeved, you need a minion.
One of the pashtos like Adam is the third one.
And here, the opinion number three is that there's zero overlap between the two opinions. They're arguing in every possible scenario. Number one, Dilarav, what's Rav Shita? Lechatchila, a yachid is totally fine. There's absolutely no difference between a yachid and a tzibur. According to Rav, one person is glot kosher. Whether you have a minyan, it doesn't matter. One equals 10. In contrast, Rav Asi's opinion is that even b'dieved, you're not yotzei. There's no shaila. Rabbeinu Tam perish de b'tervayu pligi, that they argue on all accounts de la rav afilu lechatchila biyachid, that rav would always lie to use an individual. It's not even lechatchila to chase a minyan. Ulu Rav Asi, even b'dieved, you're not yotzei. So again, three different ways to read that Gemara. How do we present the halacha? We're going to read it like Rashi. Namely, Shulchan Aruch Tafrei Sadis Sif Yerches Megillah Biyadale B'tesvav Tarach Lachzor Achar Asarav. So he did say the word that you need to try to find a minion. However, then he comes back and says Vim I Evshar B'Asara Korim Osam Biyachid. So very clear in the Shulchan Aruch, a minion is preferable, ideal, maybe even more than ideal. However, if you cannot get to a minion or whatever it might be, you may absolutely read the Megillah b'yachidus. And the Ramah there comments about, here's a fascinating line over here, it's very telling in Lamdus. V'imkaru osam b'tzibur. Let's say they already read the Megillah in the community. V'eze yachid lo shema. But an individual in Fair Loan happened to have missed the reading that morning. Yachal lekros afilu lechatchila b'yachid. So he doesn't need to go chase 9 men and say, I need a minion, because the tzibur has already fulfilled the chovas tzibur, and this individual, he can just do a biyachid bechidus. However, korim osam ba'osa ha'ir ba'asar. So as long as 10 men in the city had read the Megillah, they have fulfilled their like communal obligation. And by the way, the Ramah points out, ukishi hayachid korim osa bezmana tzarich levarich aleha. Right, but there's the shaila about haravis rivenu, right? Meaning, I don't know if a yachid would recite that, right? A yachid would not recite that. Right, okay. So that's the big shayla. I have to touch up on that halacha. But at a minimum, he would make a bracha on the Megillah, the basic. Okay, so what we just saw is that a minyan is ideal but not required. Very nice So here is where we're going to get into the subtle gray zone. What's the difference between 10 and 20? So mathematician would tell me 10. What's the halachic difference between 10 and 20? So the doctor would say maybe nothing, right? What's between 100 and 300, right? I mean, when we say that a minyan is preferable, so what's the halacha there? Is that a din in Berovam? And that would maybe mean the more the merrier?
No, then 7 would be better than 2. And 7 and 2 is the same thing.
Ooh, I haven't thought about that one. No. So is there a din of Berovam in less than 10? There is. There is a din of Berovam in less than
10. Maybe there is, but you still don't have a tzibur.
So is an am a tzibur? That's such an interesting question. Because we assume...
be less than 10?
It comes up by zimun, right? By being motzi someone in a berachas ha-menin or being berachas ha-kos or whatever, right? You know, now in the context of shas, right, we have the concept of berov am by koshal bracha by zimun, right? No, so
but there you need 3, and if you have 9, you can be mechalek. You can separate.
Right.
3, 6, 9, but 10 you can't separate.
So you want to point out, Abi, that Barov Am is a different manifestation in different halachos. Meaning, so in Hilchos benching, so 6 equals 3. But
5 is better than 4.
Right.
But 6 equals 3.
That's so interesting. Again, this is, you are a mathematician, but the Torah's mathematics are just as sharp as anybody else's. So that's such an interesting question you're asking. So the Magen Avraham here says the following. That again, remember we said that if you're on Purim, you should really, again, the Lashon was pretty bold. Sarach lachzor achar hazor. So argues the Magen Avraham. That's lachatchil. So argues the Magen Avraham. Avogab sheyesh lo kuf anashim. So even though you already have 100 people, mitzvah lekros b'tzibur. So imagine you have 100 people in your breakaway basement minion, but you're not the tzibur, you're not in shul. Mishum Barov Am, right? Hashtag COVID-19, right? So Bli and Hara, you know, I have 2 pictures on my phone. One of them is Noam Mandelstam having cotton candy at the Purim Carnival in 2020. One of them is Noam Mandelstam having cotton candy at the Purim Carnival 2022. And you would never know the dramatic history that took place between those 2 pictures. And we have a tremendous Akar Satov to the bonus Shalom and where we are in this point in history. In the story of COVID-19. This being said, I hope we realize, do you remember how crazy the world was last Purim? Still 2 Purims ago, we were just starting to be a little cautious, not even you. This past Purim, it's hard to remember how crazy things were. We had to register and social distance. It's hard to appreciate how far we've come.
I had to
land like 10 times.
That's how bad it was.
Oh, yeah. very good. So I remember we had a nice Vesikin minion. That was full, and I remember thinking to myself last Purim, this is the first time it felt normal again. Like the shul was filled-ish, and Pesach even felt normal. Just to appreciate how far we've come in a year, where legally masks are not required even in school settings anymore. And it's an amazing milestone that we've reached, and it's important to be Makar Tov to the Ribono Shel Olam. But again, one of the obvious negative outgrowths of COVID was that people... had breakaway minyanim and outdoor minyanim, which at the time were very safe and ideal and encouraged even. But now the Magen Avraham is staring us in the face and saying, 100 people in a backyard minyan is not ideal, meaning it's time to go to shul, right? To read the Megillah as its tzibur, which is fascinating, right? Because you could have argued that what? That 100 people in a backyard tent is its tzibur. But apparently it's not. Apparently it's not, right? The Magen Avraham would say that your 100 people don't mean that much. Is that fascinating?
That's another thing, too. You've got to make sure you're not talking. Is there an advantage of
diving
in a shul?
Halachically, 100%. Right? Shulchan Aruch knows that explicitly. Right? There's always an advantage of diving in a shul, right? So if, let's say you were a rabbi during COVID, like I'm sure with Marquis, I would imagine you probably diving in the sanctuary quietly once or twice when no one was allowed to be in the building. Maybe, I don't know, maybe not. All right, so, but the Magen Avraham just said a wild idea that 100 people has not yet satisfied the Rov Am requirement. And the Mishnah Berurah, true to form, quotes the Magen Avraham, and he writes, "V'im be'eis ha'hi korin osa b'tzibur b'eis ha'kineses, az afili yesh l'kuf anashim b'eiso." So let's say you have 100 people in your basement. nonetheless, mitzvah leilech l'sham mishum berov am hadrus melech. Then misha haya beisus samach lebeisak nesses v'chalanos of pesuchos lebeisak nesses. Even if you can mooch off the minion because your neighbors and you can open your window, hashtag me and darchei nomer. Afilu hacha sarich leilech lebeisak nesses. You still have to go to shul. V'kulei am mishum berov am. And there in the Be'er Halacha, he explains more about that window thing. But again, it's a very important point to note that Berov Am really means that there's an inyan of being with shul on Purim, to going like to the main shul, the classic imagery of little kids in their costumes and people, you know, all walking into shul together. It's a beautiful mitzvah. I remember just being inspired last year by that feeling of, whoa, it's Purim again. You know, like we can have Purim again. What a beautiful thing it was. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chayei Adam, Tafresh Pei Zayin, Sif Katan Zayin, according to the Chayei Adam. Now here's where we're going to get tricky. Mikol Makom, Mi Shemispala Kol Hashana Bikvius, B'Minyan HaMiyuchad Lo, Lispala El Sham, In Sarach Leilech Lebeis HaKnesses. So let's say you daven in a shtibul, and that is your minyan. So is there an inyan of the small shtibel to close up on Purim night to go join up with the main shul? What would you say? Says the Chayei Adam, no, because your shtibel is a kavua minyan, and therefore it has the status of a tzibur, and has the status, therefore, of Berov Am.
Even your basement is a kavua minyan.
Ooh, so that I was afraid you were going to say that. I was afraid you were going to say that. Yeah. So how do you put these two things together? We just said that 100 people is not good enough.
Yeah.
That's
the question.
Yeah. The question is, kvius or not kvius, right? Meaning, let's say
which is a good thing to do and which is a better thing?
I like that. Or I think maybe what are you going to say?
You're going to have a big perm suit.
There it is, right. Right,
there.
Right.
That's not
Kavius. Right. So if I make a siyum on Tainus Esther, and I have 100 people over, and I say, oh, by the way, it's Purim now, we might as well just read the Megillah while we're here. So that's not okay, because that party has no status of a tzibur. In contrast,
if you have
12 people every day in a minyan, that's a minyan, right? So now all of a sudden we go back to the Shaila. Can you have more than one Mikra Megillah meeting minion in a shul?
So sure. It depends what the shul.
There we go. Every
three different minyan.
Yes. Every Rosh Hashanah we have maybe a base medrash minion. Every Shabbos we have a base medrash minion, and therefore it is expected that on Purim as well we would have a base medrash minion, right? So you can argue that there's a kvius to that at least concept, even though the base medrash minion doesn't have its own mincha, marv, etc. But at least we can begin to understand.
You have your own Shabbos. You have your own everything.
Yeah, we have our own like chefts of a tzibur. Right. So the Shaar Tzion, the Mishabura elaborates over there, and he explains the Chayei Adam. He says like this: the b'makom shu rogil ispalel hu gam kein beis hamedrash el shemir danashim ispalim shem. So I daven in a little humble shtibul v'ashem unin de'enu mechuyev leilech lebeis hakneses hagidola. So says the Chayei Adam that even though your shtibul is small, you don't have to join up. Wow. You know, imagine a little utopian man wants to say, I think all the shuls of Fairlawn should join together for Mikra Megillah on Purim nights. After all, we know Am Afuzer Mefurad, right? Leich Kenos is called Yehudim. Such a major central theme of Purim is Achdus, Mishloch Manos, Mishloch Re'ehu, etc. Let's all join together for one communal Mikra Megillah. Now, even if that might be nice, that is not at all the halacha's obligation. That is not what the halacha has in mind when it says Berov Am Hadrus Melech, meaning Anshei Lubavitch is entitled to do their thing. Tachei Noam, Shomrei Torah, the young Gezal, Avas Achim, the Sephardi shuls in town, etc. So it's very clear in the Mishnah Berurah's own writings that every shul is entitled to exist. And I think b'derech hashkafa, this is a very, very important point. And sometimes it really bothers me when, you know, hypothetically, if one were to live in a shul, or hypothetically, there's hypothetically more than one shul, which hypothetically, you know, the communities could maybe be a little bit more combined from time to time. So here's a great example where the halacha is telling you it's okay to have more than one shul in the neighborhood. And, you know, this is something that bothers me maybe sometimes internally. But when you see the Chafetz Chaim say, the, you know, every shul is entitled to kind of exist. You have their tzibur and their kaviyas, it's a beautiful thing.
But you couldn't practice. You talk about how let's say regularly, forget about it.
Yeah.
You just practically
do it. Right, so obviously if you live in a minyan.
I'm not dominating at 9 o'clock, I'm not dominating so late.
Yeah. No, I know, obviously. I'll give you a heads up for that.
No, but that's just an example.
Of course. And that's going to lead to the final point, where there needs to be flexibility. And, you know, in the same way that maybe sometimes breakaway shuls are ideal, sometimes people do need a different style, whether it's a different style rabbi or a different style minyan, whatever you might call it. And the people who daven hashkama need a different style minyan. And, you know, all sorts of things come up, especially on Purim. You know, you can imagine, you know, there's no shortage of shuls that have started because they needed a different style. That's obvious and that's clear to everyone. This being said, it's important to also recognize that as a lechet chila. And Rav Shmuel Vosner, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, he points out that Me'ikar Hadin, the Gemara never said, Rav Amar's mouth. It's a little ironic, isn't it? Here we are, a whole shiur of Rav Amar's mouth. Tosa is the first one that they pursue Menisa. He said, Me'ikar Hadin is a din mehudur of Tzibur versus Yachid. So Barov Am is beautiful, but the Shevet HaLevi, Chelek Tesim and Kuf Mem Hei, has this shaila of an individual who wanted to daven in a smaller minyan on Purim for any particular personal reason. Hypothetically, if I needed to get home for my wife just a little earlier, or maybe like, I remember 2 years ago when Mark was asked me, can I be the rabbi at the downstairs reading of Megillah, right? And let's say hypothetically, I didn't want to say yes, but you know, he wanted me to do that, and I'm not going to say no if, you know, it's my job, so to speak, right? So says the Shevet HaLevi, he says, it's totally fine. Why? Because the Ikar HaDin is what? Tzibur. So Me'ikar HaDin, he wants to argue that there's no difference between 10 and 100, even though the Magen Avraham said 100, what, pales in comparison to Barov Am and the Tzibur. But he says, if you look very closely, he says, Yer de pshuta shel halacha lo nivnes al yesod de Barov Am, ela halacha likra b'tzibur davka. It's an amazing diuk he makes. He says, look very closely, you're not going to find the term Barov Am, you're really only going to find the term Tzibur. Of course, I was misleading.
You were misleading when we learned that tesis.
Yes.
You said this brings us to Rav Am. It wasn't.
Right. Well, no, maybe that's the area of Tosfos. But the Shevet HaLevi would argue that either it's not Pshat of Tosfos or he disagrees with Tosfos. Now, I don't know. I mean, I wasn't intentionally trying to mislead you in that area. But he says, V'kevan de'enu rak mitzvah min ha'mufchor v'hu dachuk l'derech mitzvah yesh l'tzad d'vade d'kaim ikar din persume nisa d'haynu me'asara umanu. So again, the particular Shaila was that someone was davening b'kviyas b'tzibur gadol. He usually davens with a big minion. And on Purim, he actually wanted to daven with a smaller minion, ironically. Oy, and he felt badly because of Rov Am. And he says, the whole kviyas, ironically, is that my kviyas is with the big minion. Exactly my Shaila 2 years ago. I normally daven maybe with the big minion. Now I need to go to the downstairs minion. So he writes, k'dino didan sheyesh lo kviyas davka b'tzibur gadol. So maybe I need to be machmir for Barov Am because I always daven in the big minyan. And Rav Ozer says, you don't need to daven in the big minyan. Barov Am is not a chiv, even though you normally daven in the big minyan. If here, for whatever reason, seemingly you need to daven in a smaller minyan, he says, Ikar din persume nisa is with Asara. Wow, he says, V'hu dachuk l'derech mitzvah. So I don't know what he was alluding to there. But ultimately, if there is, let's say, a good need, a mitzvah need, you can certainly justify a minion that is smaller than the main minion. And this would certainly justify what I call the no-frills minion, the less humming-banging minion, the more efficient minion, the hashkama-style minion, whatever you want to call it. And just in conclusion, already this Shabbos and Parshas Zachor, how is it brought down so beautifully in Shulchan Aruch that b'nei ha-yishuvim she'en lehem a minion tzrichim lavo l'makum she'esh minion b'shabbosos halalu, right? That since it might be that Parshas Zachor is a dimbi de oraisa, if you live without a minyan,
and para,
very good, you might need to go to a larger community for Shabbos to not miss out on Parshas Zachor. And the halacha is clear. Purim is a time to attach yourself to the Tzibur, and Rav Soloveitchik writes so beautifully in Reflections of the Rav that it was Haman who united the Jews. It was Hitler who united the Jews. And this is not a time to view yourself as an isolated Jew, in both in history and in terms of the halacha of Purim. Should all be zochah to attach ourselves to the Tzibur, and all the Tziburs should recognize the value of each other, and we should all live, even if we're not all in one big shul, at least always have respect for one another. Have a Freilich and Purim. Let's daven Maariv.